Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to another week, an abbreviated week of live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO. And for tonight and tomorrow, it'll be at Unitigo, the home of the Spartans, in a new phone setup for us, but I think it's going to work out just fine. We've got Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats coming in with a 1-1 record so far in the young season and have two cancellations or two postponed games to this point that'll be made up Saturday and Monday. But for now, they turn their attention to the home team, Unitigo Spartans. Spartans come in with a record of 3-1. They are 1-0 in the MAC in early season play. Both have participated in a tournament, though not both have completed the tournament. We'll tell you about that and who they played. And for Unitigo, it is not an entirely new team, but the names that were so familiar for the last 3 years that graduated, it seems like a new team. But they do have a nucleus of rebounding and underneath scoring that they're happy to have back. The rest of it, they're really, it's a work in progress for the BG girls. They've missed a couple of girls along the way early on, but I think they're at full strength tonight. And it should be a pretty good MAC girls basketball game. At least I think it will be, and I'm seeing now some of the kids home from college, so that adds to the atmosphere because these kids always want to come back and see how the babies, as they call them, are doing. So we're here at Unitigo and getting ready for a good game, I think. And BG girls may have set the tone in the JV game. I don't know. We'll see about that. 50-26 was the winning score there. We start each and every game with a Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show brought to you naturally by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, make the phone calls to 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Veteran coaches, for sure. Greg Bonskowski, Unitigo. Bob Conway for Bainbridge Guilford. No real surprises by either team, but you never know what tricks they might have up their sleeve. They both are wily coaching veterans, to be sure. They have some good athletes, and I think we're in for a really good game. We'll tell you more about who they are, because this is the first time for both teams, and some of the adjusted schedules as well, as Mother Nature has certainly played a part in that. It's the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show before BG Unitigo, a rare but second Thursday in a row Thursday night game, I guess, and it's live on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
These new McDonald's CBO sandwiches are good.
So good.
They could have their own theme song.
Yeah, like, awesome burger of beauty, topped with white cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon and grilled onions too. Yeah!
Maybe not that theme song.
Why, what? What?
With cheddar bacon onion quarter pounders and crispier grilled premium chicken sandwiches, there's more crave to love.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, limited time only.
Some prefer it hot. The hot McCafe mochas, lattes, premium roast coffee, and more from McDonald's. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone prefers saving big during McCafe Mondays. Join us for McCafe Mondays in December and get a small peppermint mocha for $1. Yep, just $1, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More McCafe deals to love. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show underway, and it is a little unique situation for you to Tico. They already have a small, meaning small in quantity, roster this year. Coach Greg Bonskowski, with just 8 varsity players, he actually reduces that to 7 tonight with the absence of starter Courtney Bullis. Courtney played on the team the last 2 seasons and never saw really a lot of playing time, but she was valuable in mostly in the defensive end, and she is under the weather tonight, so will not be playing. I believe that's her cousin Megan, or Morgan Bullis, that plays on the varsity girls team for Bainbridge Guilford. She's definitely out there and will be playing tonight. Now, varsity girls for Bainbridge Guilford have 13 players, and I counted all 13 are suited up and ready to go. Unitigo, 7 of 8. So foul trouble is an instant concern for Coach Bonskowski. Didn't seem too concerned about it until you figure out that 2 of the biggest girls in all of Section 4 are going to be contesting each other tonight. They did it in the fall on the volleyball court as well, and I'm talking about 6'1 junior Betsy Holden for Bainbridge Guilford and 6'3 senior Marissa Woodard for Unitigo. If you're talking about Bainbridge Guilford so far, well, Holden has not played until tonight, and they, a week ago in that triple header at Afton that ended the boys BG Afton game that I did on Darien Heath three-pointer. Well, the prelim to that was the girls game, and BG won that one 45-40. And the leader there was Abby Smith, the 5'3 senior who netted 13 points. Morgan Bullis had 10 and Taylor Palmateer 9. They are all returning starters for Coach Bob Conway. Then they took off for Sherburne Earlville. I don't think they played Friday. They wound up playing Saturday after Friday was postponed in the first round of the Sherburne Irville tournament. They lost that game 46-32. Megan Ferreira had 7 points. Morgan Bullis and Taylor Palmateer both with 11 points in that game. The real standout was Sherburne Irville's Lily Burgo at 18 points and 12 rebounds in that ballgame, by the way. So in the loser's bracket, so to speak, or the consolation, I guess, is the better way to say that, BG Saturday will be taking on Vernon Verona Sherrill, also known as VVS, in a 5:30 tip-off, and Sherburne Earlville will play Unadilla Valley in the finals. The game with Harpersville that was supposed to take place on WCDO at Harpersville on Tuesday the 17th, that also at the last minute was postponed. That'll be Monday at 6 o'clock with a JV start of 4:30. I am intending to announce that game. We still have to work out some details. For me, it's family leaving for Christmas vacation, so we'll have to work that one out. But they got the Unitigo game here, and then, of course, BG will host the Kozlowski tournament. I have not been told who the other schools are. Usually Marathon, Whitney Point, and the third and the fourth teams, the wild card. Those are going to be Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th. I do intend to do the finals of the Kozalski if Bainbridge-Guilford does indeed make that on the 28th. For Unitigo, they started out nice with a win over Class D Duanesburg in the first round of the Skenevis tournament. That was on December the 5th, also a Thursday. That was 2 weeks ago. And they led 15-11 after the first quarter and never trailed after that. Marissa Woodard started a good senior year with 24 points in that game, although she was 0-for-4 from the foul line. And her second underneath person, Cassidy Newman, who was a valuable cog off the bench last year, now a 5'10 junior, she scored 17. And they won 59-44. Then they lost to Class D Skenevis the next night in the championship round, 48-34. They got outscored 18-7 in the fourth quarter, otherwise a very close ball game. Woodard in that game held to 13 points. Newman had 10. They were 7-for-18 in the first round, free throw shooting, 8-for-18 in the second round, had 2 3-pointers in the first round, had none in the second round. So good coaching job there at Skenevis to win that by 14 over Class C Unitigo. Tuesday, they took on Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Tuesday the 10th, that is. They won 43-30. Started out with a 12-2 first quarter run and pretty much held check there. Woodard with 23 points. She did improve to 3-for-3 from the foul line. Cassidy Newman with 9. They were 6-for-7 overall from the foul line in that game, their best performance from the free throw line. Then in the debut for the MAC schedule, they were at Walton and doubled up the Lady Warriors 50-25, giving them a 1-0 MAC record, 3-1 overall. And Marissa had 26 in that game. That's her career high. Newman with 10. So she's averaging 11.3 per ball game. Woodard at 19 per ball game. But they were 0-for-7 from the foul line. So collectively shooting 23-for-50, 46% from the foul line. That's got to be improved upon. BG girls were 5-for-14 and 5-for-16. So their 33% definitely needs to be improved in that regard. JV game, as I said, went to the Lady Bobcats, 50-26. And again, the concern, well, I guess the best thing to talk about Unitigo, one of the few times I can say early in the season, is who they lost. And let's face it, there were four key players to that team that I will never forget, because they were certainly very overachieving when it came to beating the eventual state finalist Harpersville Lady Hornets, beat them twice in the regular season, and then unfortunately had to play them a third time in the Section 4 championship, and then that game, it was just Harpersville all over it in the arena. Unitigo got down early and never really recovered, so that was a tough loss to their, a tough ending to their season. But I'm talking about Casey Manzanero, talking about Sarah Menina, Robin Foster, who I saw here tonight, and Kayla Talbot. Those four were real special girls. And I think what was most fun for me was when I got to do the PA announcing for the senior game, which held right here at Unitigo, and those four got to play together, and we just had a blast. We just, you know, I got to announce in a way that you don't hear me announce here. A lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff for public address and all that. And we just had a good time, and the girls, I think, figured that out. And just about senior games are always fun anyway. Basketball, I think, is the most fun of them all. We're about 2 minutes away. One thing also of note, I didn't give the details because Athletic Director Matt Hapley is also a modified basketball coach and had that game as a priority, so I didn't get to see him tonight. But I just discovered when I came to the court tonight that they've got a brand new scorers table, much like the one that our alumni Sydney donated several years ago, much like that. And so instead of in that homemade riser that I think Chuck Shermer built about 15, 20 years ago, they are now down on court level, and I think that's a good thing for everybody. We're going to step away. I'm going to get that microphone down to you-know-who, Judy Patel, because she's going to be singing our national anthem. So, and, of course, the introduction of the starting lineups. So we want to have that live anthem for sure. Stick around. It's BG and Unitigo, a Thursday night game, second one before the holidays. Normally, we don't have any Thursday games. We've already had two in December. So stick around. It's all coming up. Chambers and O'Hare Auto Center Tip-Off Show live on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, they're doing the Section 4 required stuff. And I guess they've got a fundraiser going. So they're selling tickets for something. Here we go. Judy's going to sing our anthem for us.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
As always, a great job by Judy Patel. Now we'll have the senior this year, Unitigo, announce our starting lineup. Yeah, have him. Yeah, can he reach it? I need... That's good enough.
Number 10, Megan Ferrara. Number 11, Abby Smith. Number 14, Morgan Bullis. Number 33, Taylor Palmateer. And number 35, Katie Barber.
All right, so three juniors and four juniors and one senior on the starting lineup. They're in their dark navy blue.
And now for your Unitigo starters, number 12, Emily Slauson. Number 22, Samantha Picard. Number 23, Kayla Comenda. Number 24, Cassidy Newman. And number 33, Marissa Woodard.
All right, got it all. I appreciate it. Gonna do my own lugging tonight. Thank you. All right. Where's Burt Bullets when you need him? Oh, he's over there. That's what's happening. All right. So, yeah, and I'm finding out now that that the same guy who came back last year doing the starting lineups, it's part of the community service. That's a requisite to graduate from Unitigo. All right, that's a no-nonsense. Okay, Megan Ferreira, Abby Smith, Morgan Bullis, Taylor Palmateer, and Katie Barber for Bainbridge Guilford, for Unitigo. Basically, one returning starter and one returning regular. Cassidy Newman, Marissa Woodard, now Kayla Comenda, Samantha Picard, and Emily Slauson. Picard, I noticed, can shoot the three-pointer. At least she's had some early success in that. Unitigo in their white and with green trim and numbers and letters, and of course the Bobcats in the navy blue with the white Bobcats and the white numbers. And we're up, and Woodard did not get the tap where she wanted to go to Newman. It was intercepted by Taylor Palmateer. They must have anticipated that one and did so correctly. So going to my right is Bainbridge Guilford. They do a very intricate play, which ends in an Abby Smith layup that misses, but they retain possession. Now Abby Smith goes for the three-pointer and misses. Newman and Barber mixing it up for the rebound. Woodard actually pulls it away. So BG comes up empty on one long possession. We come back. Unitigo going to my left. It is Emily Slauson, who is a sophomore. They move the ball around inside Woodard. She's going to go to her right, and then she brought the ball down. Mistake on her part as Morgan Bullis reaches in and ties her up. That's a possession arrow for Unitigo. First minute of play. First look for both of these teams in terms of the radio. Woodard backs in and is called off on the basket for travel. Actually, a good call by the officials, though the students of Unitigo are not happy about it. Woodard backed in from with a basket over her right shoulder and kind of shuffled in on that turnaround. So just got to have the feet planted. And there's a travel. Speaking of planting the feet, number 10, that's Megan Ferreira, call for the travel. And she was simply out on the wing. So some fundamental shortcomings for both teams. Levels the playing field, so to speak. Woodard actually comes out beyond the three-point area. Won't dribble it. Goes to Newman. Stops. She's double-teamed. Off to the left side. Bottled up there is Comenda. Comenda to Newman. Newman had a double-team, and for some reason, they all abandoned her, and Newman still had her dribble. She dribbles down the baseline and scores what turns out to be a pretty easy layup. It's 2-0 in favor of Unitigo. Minute and a half into this game. Baseball pass over to the right side to Palmateer. Now Smith gets around Slauson. Her short jump shot is up and good, and Abby Smith has tied this game right away. First tie. Could be first of many. Could be the only one. Woodard had the ball knocked away. Recovered by Katie Barber. So up the floor comes Smith again. Top of the key to the left side to Ferreira. Back up to the center. Palmateer, one dribble back to Smith. Stops at the elbow. They keep it on the outside right now. And a steal in the front court by Kayla Comenda. She's going to try to convert. Goes up and misses. Got bumped. Recovered the ball and then stepped on the end line. Well, you can't fault her for not hustling, because she certainly came up with a defensive play. Could not get the transition basket, though. Smith, the point guard, over to Palmateer. Wide open on the right, and got a lot of help from the rim for sure. And Palmateer scores her first basket. We've got our first lead change. To the right side for Comenda. Down underneath for Newman. The ball got batted away. Kept in play, though. Slauson to the right. No, she's going down low for Newman. She's going to back in, and the shot got partially blocked by Morgan Bullis. Good defense there by number 14. Here comes Smith in transition. Down low to Bullis. Blocked by Woodard. And she'll not only block it, but recover it out in the corner. Good hustle for the senior, who's listed at 6'3". Going for the steal. Number 14, Morgan Bullis, all over Kayla Comenda. Comenda gets through there. Now it's Woodard. Goes up with some power and is fouled by Katie Barber. I believe there were two players on her. Yep, it's going to be on Katie Barber, listed as a 5'7 junior. One of those players normally going to play the forward position, but she's given up about 6 inches, probably more like 8 inches, to Marissa Woodard. And the shot for Woodard, who will get to the line, probably should get to the line more than she does. She's averaging about 4 shots per game. Misses the first one. Shoots with her right hand. Third year as a starter. Goes up. This one also missed and tapped from behind by Newman over the shoulder of Morgan Bullis. They'll give that one to Bainbridge. Guilford, 4:45 to go. Only one foul called so far. 4-2. The Bobcats lead it. Paul Matier open for the wing jumper. No good. Rebound by Commander. She got a little lazy. Picked off by Barbara. And then a bad pass inside. Intercepted by Newman. BG could not capitalize on that steal. Commenda to the right side. Bad bounce pass off the legs of Samantha Picard, the 5'4 sophomore, who I can never lose because she's got the bright orange sneakers. Pass goes down into Woodard. She backs in off the glass, no good, but draws the foul. So maybe tonight is the night she gets to the line a lot, because the defense for BG is really sagging in on her. Foul will be on Barbara. That's her second. So obviously this is going to call for a substitution this early, 4:15 mark. First shot is no good for Woodard. Here's the arrival of Betsy Holden. Holden did not start. She's a 6'1 junior, but she now can go toe-to-toe with Woodard. But right now it looks like Marissa Woodard is the most aggressive post player that I've ever seen her be. She'll make the fourth shot of her succession here. So it's 4-3. Remember, Courtney Bullis for you to take out ill and not playing tonight. Oh, there's a shot. Goes up for Smith, and then on the aftermath of a non-block, Woodard with the collision, and that knocks her down. That'll be Woodard's first. Now remember, only 7 players, because Courtney Bullis is not playing. So 7 players, 2 off the bench for Coach Bonskowski. The left-hander, Abby Smith, up and good. Second shot up, and this one also good. 4 points for Smith, and it's a 6-3 lead. BG putting on some pressure. Picard gets over half court and gets all the way for the layup, and it's as easy as it gets for Samantha Picard. The defense forgot their assignment, and Picard took advantage. 6-5, 3:49 to go, first quarter. Paul Matier, bounce pass into Holden. Her shot over Woodard, no good. Commenda tries the right side. Good defense there by Morgan Bullis. Commenda backs up. Now she starts again to the right. And off her shoe top, so that's going to go the other way. Good defense and good help defense for Bainbridge Guilford. Not a huge crowd here tonight, but you can see the influence of some of the kids home from college. 6-5, Unitigo trails, and Smith lets it fly for 3. Top of the key, no good. Newman saves it from going out of bounds, saves it to Slauson, the 5'3 sophomore, up the left side. Cross-court, dangerous pass, and sure enough, picked off by Smith. Smith brings it to the middle, backs up, 3-pointer for Palmateer, short, that's going to go the other way, airballed it. So down to the 3-minute mark, 6-5 in favor of Bainbridge Guilford. This one's turning out to be more like a chess match. Points not readily coming. And there's a nice defensive play again by Bullis. But it's off her foot, so the ball will go back to Unitigo with 18 on their shot clock. They're going to baseball pass it into Woodard, and from behind, Holden tried to deny her the pass from behind, and based on the fact it was from behind, that means a foul. So Holden with a foul. All 3 fouls for BG, concern around Marissa Woodard. Into the paint for Kamenda. Down low for Newman. She backs in and goes up. Double team, but another foul on the shot by Cassidy Newman. That one's going to go against number 10, Megan Ferreira. At the line is Newman. She's averaging over 11 points in the first four games of their season. First shot is up and good. So we're tied at six. Second tie of the ball game. Free throw for Newman is going to be good. And it's a good shot, so another lead change. Second lead change. Two ties, two lead changes. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. 7-6, Utatigo by one. 4 points in a row for the Lady Spartans. Palmateer, Smith, and Ferreira on the outside. On the inside is Bullis and Holden. Nice move by Bullis, but she can't make the shot. Good turnaround there. Didn't fall for. Rebounds Unitigo. They go low to Woodard. Woodard backs in and is fouled before she can get off a shot. This foul will go on Morgan Bullis, and that's her first. Non-shooting because Marissa never let go of the ball. Kamenda inbounds to Picard. She's in the deep left corner. Slauson, a nonchalant pass to the right side, knocked away by Bullis. This, you know what the most fun award tonight's going to be is the defense, dynamic defense. Oh, wild shot by Woodard along the baseline. Bullis recovers for Bainbridge Guilford. Chance for them to take the lead with under 2 minutes to go. Smith over to Palmateer. She's double-teamed, gets it away, goes inside, and it's stolen by Woodard. She outlets weakly, and it's taken away by Morgan Bullis, and the pass to Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer will score. We got another lead change, and that was aggressive defense by Bainbridge Guilford. They did not allow Woodard to get an easy outlet pass. The ball got tipped, recovered, and a quick pass for the basket. Picard for three, right corner, no good. Morgan Bullis pulls it down for Bainbridge Guilford and outlets to Palmateer. She's going to go up and over. Trying for the layup, Palmateer knocks over Kayla Kamenda, who, yeah, she sold it a little bit. But it'll go to Utatigo nonetheless. Palmateer's first foul. Six team fouls so far on Bainbridge Guilford. So their aggressive defense coming at a cost. Up the right side, Slauson through the double team passes to Woodard. Woodard down low to Newman, who is alone for a second. Puts it up, no good. Recovered by Picard. Throws it quickly out to Slauson. Swings it around to Kamenda. Into the corner, Newman, 24. Down low to Woodard. She's going to go up against Holden. No good. Recovery by Holden. Well, that's going to be a matchup I was anticipating tonight. Didn't know that Holden wasn't going to start, but she's in there now. 8-7, BG by one, and the ball with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Smith lets it fly for three, and she's got it. Abby Smith with 7 first quarter points, leading her team to an 11-7 advantage over the home Spartans. Kamenda pass comes to Woodard at the very, very high post. Now she's back in the regular high post. She's going to dribble up against Holden and misses the layup. Recovered by Morgan Bullis. She gets around Picard and will bounce the ball over to Smith. Smith to Ferreira. Double team kicks it back. Smith's open for three again. She won't take it, though. Now it's Palmateer just inside the line. That hits the rim and it's going to fly out of bounds. No, it's saved by Bullis over in the corner. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot blocked by Woodard inside. The ball put up by Abby Smith. Good block by Woodard. Out of bounds. 3 seconds to go. Remember, no tenths of a second. This could be the last scoreboard in America with no tenths of a second. And they might not even get a shot off. No, they wave it off. The shot is taken by Morgan Bullis. It swishes, but she took it after the buzzer had sounded. But still a good BG offensive output late in the quarter. They take an 11-7 lead against Unitigo. This game, far from over, folks. It's live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Craig Davey back at Unitico, where Bainbridge Gopher has taken an 11-7 lead through the first quarter. Spartans will start out in a 2-3 zone with Woodard manning the middle. Abby Smith, who had a hot first quarter with 7 points, including the game's only three-pointer, goes to Palmateer. Taylor Palmateer goes for three, misses. She gets it back, and then quickly, after the inside pass comes out, they pass it around the perimeter some more. This time Smith is over on the left side, goes for three again off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Ferreira. Puts it up, a little wild shot there. And then Woodard knocks the ball out of bounds, trying to catch that air ball. BG will inbound underneath their basket. They go way out to Ferreira. Ferreira's open for three, takes it, and makes it! Megan Ferreira, three-pointer. Makes it a 14-7 lead. It's been 8 points in a row for Bainbridge Guilford. BG playing some tough half-court defense. A backcourt violation will be called, in fact, based on the tough D. So not having the point guards that they've had, the guards anyway, in the last couple of years, that is probably their Achilles heel for the season. Palmateer has it on the right wing. Smith's back up at the top at the point. Goes to the middle. They kick it to the outside for Ferreira. This time it's short. I think she was inside the line. It would have been a two-pointer had she made it. Up the right side comes Samantha Picard. Baseball pass, cross court, and picked off by Bullis. Bullis on a 3-on-2 gets it back and scores it. Nice pass from Abby Smith. Morgan Bullis' first basket. And that leads to a 16-7 advantage for Bainbridge Guilford. Coach Bonds calls timeout. It's going to be 6:41 left. 16-7 in favor of Bainbridge Guilford. Tomorrow night back here for BG Unitigo boys. Both teams, Unitigo's reloading. They've got one of the top scorers in the area, Tanner Winchester, who's had 20-point games throughout the early portion of the season. Looking for some help from Kellen Comenda and others. Bainbridge Guilford 0-6, but if you take their scores, their average scores, they're losing by less than 10 points per ballgame. They had the one-point loss last Thursday. That was live on WCDO. So they're in every game. They're just 0-6, and that sometimes is basketball. All right, 16-7. 6:37 to go. Nice dribble job by Slauson to get through the entire press. Goes up to Newman, lays it up and in. Well, that's more like it. Newman with 6 points to lead the Unitigo contingent, 16-9. Still against this zone. It is Morgan Bullis, too hard from the foul line. Gets her own rebound, too hard on the putback. It's Comenda with a rebound on the long rebound for Unitigo. Spartans trying to get some momentum going. Down low, nice pass from Comenda to Newman. That was a beauty. They just split the defense so well there, 16-11. Two baskets in a row. Ferreira for three, off the back of the rim this time. Rebounded by Newman, looking for the outlet. She'll go to Komenda. I guess she'll be the designated point guard here. 5:41 to go in the second quarter. It's Newman again, wide open. She spins, lost the ball, got it back. Passes to Komenda. Komenda caught underneath. Her pass goes right into the hands of Morgan Bullis for another steal. Bullis up ahead. Oh, Picard tries for the steal. Good hustle by the orange-shoed Samantha Picard. Out of bounds it goes. BG's ball, leading by five. Ferreira into Holden. Goes to Bullis. Bullis is shoved from behind. That's going to go on Komenda, her second foul. Well, it's got her down for one, so I'll keep it at one. Smith just grazed the rim and kept it in play. So a chance again for Unitigo to cut the deficit. They trail by as many as nine. Traveling is called against Picard, who stopped in the most unorthodox place and manner. And it looks like Allie Butler is going to check in, number 13. As is Megan Faulkner, number 21, 5'8", sophomore. Shot from the outside misses. Holden couldn't rebound. It flicks the ball off to Picard. Picard, long pass down to Komenda. Down in the right corner. Again, she's caught. And, well, Coach Bonskowski's tried to yell timeout to get the ball back, but apparently it went off Ambridge Guilford, so they'll catch the break there. Woodard will come out. Slauson will come out, so a much smaller lineup for Unitigo. Allie Butler and Megan Faulkner. Picard for three, big shot there, off the top of the rim, no good. Or off the rim and top of the backboard, I should say. In transition, Betsy Holden will finish at a nice sweet pass from Morgan Bullis. Betsy Holden's first basket, 18-11. Double team, wide open is Newman. Newman, couple of bounces, and she walked right into the teeth of the defense. Possession arrow, and again a break for Unitigo as they'll have it. Substitution number 15, Alyssa Rivera. She saw a lot of playing time last year. 5'6 senior. Checks in for Betsy Holden. So now it's more of the 5'6s and 5'7s. Komenda trying to inbound at the last second to Faulkner. It's knocked away by Morgan Bullis. 4:23 to go. 18-11, Bainbridge Guilford by 7. BG last trailed 7-6. It is Faulkner with a shot way off the mark. Rebound Ferreira. She shovels the outlet pass, underhanded, to Smith. Smith mostly a lefty, but she was dribbling with both hands, or alternately, I should say. She'll crank a three, but miss it short. Back to transitioning to Unitigo. And Komenda, again, stops. These girls are stopping right after half court, and one was a travel. This one, at least, she got the ball off. Allie Butler is double-teamed in the right corner. She gets the ball. Actually, she gets it stripped by Megan Ferreira. So up the floor comes Abby Smith. Cross over to Palmateer. Wide open shot is good, but it's a two. Two-pointer for Palmateer. She's got six. Abby Smith leads all scorers with seven. Check that. Cassidy Newman has eight. Over to Allie Butler, and she's going to double dribble. Well, they call it a travel, but it was actually a double dribble. She dribbled in position for a shot and then suddenly held the ball and then dribbled again. So Newman's going to sit out. This will be her first time out with 3:24 left. Woodard goes back in. They need to have at least one of those two in there at all times, I think. 3:19 left. First half, 20-11. We'll review last night's ball game and other sports that we might have available during the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Pass down along the block. Oh, off the rim for Rivera. Great pass, though. Palmateer gets it. That one spins out. Woodard will rebound, and she's contested by Rivera. That's going to be a foul. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That should be the seventh. Yep, that's the seventh team foul. think Coach Bonskowski was reading my mind, or actually I was reading his mind, or we were just on the same page, because we knew that was the seventh foul. So Woodard at the line, she's 1-for-4, has not made a field goal. This is definitely her toughest challenge of the season. And you might know it would come against Bainbridge Guilford. 1-1, first shot is no good, so she doesn't get a second one. Chased in there by players from both teams. Abby Smith gets it for BG and puts it up ahead in the corner to Taylor Palmateri. I think you may hear the BG faithful over there give a roar. She just made it. Nice fast break points, 22-11. Largest lead of the ball game now. And the pass intended for Woodard is picked off by Morgan Bullis. Bullis in transition to Palmateri. Same spot as before, but it's short this time. Ball flicks out to Comenda. She needs help to get it back because she gave up her dribble. Woodard obliges. Up the middle of the floor, Comenda. Allie Butler. Double team, pass to Comenda. To Picard, top of the key. Picard to Comenda, shoots it right inside to Woodard. The turnaround is no good. Going for the ball, I think she tipped it out of bounds. Yes, referees agree, and it's BG ball. So Picard and Butler come out, replaced by Slauson and Newman. 2:08 left. Unitigo definitely in a shooting slump right now. Bainbridge Guilford hustling on that defensive end to make sure Woodard only gets one shot and not the shot she really wants. Taylor Palmateri has had a good offensive first half. Abby Smith has two. Those two are playing catch. Now it's Morgan Bullis who's had a tremendous defense. She goes up and under, but she's too far under. And the ball is loose. It's on the floor, and the whistle inevitably will blow. Possession arrow for BG. Five seconds on the BG shot clock, so they have to shoot fairly quickly. And they do. Rivera misses, though, on the inbound. She had a wide-open five-footer. Here comes Unitigo, who scored two baskets in a row to bring the deficit to five, and that's all it's been. Newman double-teamed, and she's fouled defensively by, looks like, Marissa Thornton is in the game for Bainbridge Guilford. She's a 5'5 junior. That'll be her first foul. Seven players for BG with one or two fouls in this game. Newman at the line. This will be 1-1. She's 2-for-2 so far and 8 points to lead the team. Shot is up and good. She'll get another. Clock at 1:26. Unitigo down by 10. Betsy Holden checks in for Bainbridge Guilford, replacing Taylor Palmateri. Newman's second shot is good. Good form, good result. 10 points for Newman, 22-13. So Smith out of the game right now. No, she's in the game. I'm sorry. It's Ferreira that's out of the game. Pass inside looking for Holden. Newman knocks it away and puts it right to Comenda. Comenda to the right side. Goes up top to Newman. Newman whips it around to the left side. Traveling is the call on Emily Slauson. And before they can get the ball in bounds, Palmateri will be checking in for Betsy Holden. So for Unitigo, it's Woodard, Newman, Faulkner, Slauson, and Comenda. For Bainbridge Guilford, they've got Smith, Palmateri, Bullis, Palmateri right side. One bounce and she's done. Good defense by Woodard. Oh, finally help from Morgan Bullis, Alyssa Rivera, and Marissa Thornton. And the shot, three-pointer, airballed by Palmateri. Her second one, and the Unitigo fans letting her know that. Possession arrow has two players tied up, one for each team. They send the arrow to Unitigo's direction. Allie Butler will be checking in for the final 43 seconds. Or no, it's a, I'm sorry, I thought it was an alternate possession. It is actually a foul. That's on Alyssa Rivera of BG, her second. The ninth team foul, and this will be the final 1-1. Marissa Woodard will check out for Unitigo. Only the one foul, but only the 1 point. So Newman with a big 1-1, missed it. Rebound by Holden. 39 seconds to go. Palmateer and Abby Smith at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Palmateer. They'll back down some clock here, no doubt about it. 17 on the shot clock, 29 on the game clock. Smith to the left side, Palmateer in the corner. It is Morgan Bullis, airballs it, rebounded by Faulkner. Oh, nice job to get out of that grasp, and outlet to Komenda. Komenda can't fast break it. Passes to Slauson, who had one thought in her mind, and when that thought got shut down, she kept running. And it's called for the travel. So here comes Megan Ferrer back in the game, replacing Betsy Holden for BG. BG will play for this last shot with 12 seconds to go. They lead by 9, 22-13. Smith to Palmateer. Oh, bad pass, but she got it back. Smith launches for 3, and she gets hit in the process. She was fairly close. She hit the front of the rim. This will be a 3-shot situation, though, as the foul will go on Emily Slauson of Unitigo, her first. So BG having a lot of players and a lot of fouls, only 3 fouls for Unitigo. Her shot for the Southpaw Smith is good. Her first point since early on with a 3-pointer. She'll make 2. She's now 4-for-4 in the game. 24-13, back to their largest lead of 11. Shot is good. 3-for-3. Don't hardly see that at all. Don't hardly? I'm sorry, you hardly ever see that. Grammatically, I have a foul on me. Well, 25-13, largest lead of the game for Bob Conway's BG Lady Bobcats. Unitigo's Marissa Woodard averaging 19 points coming in, held to just 1. Cassidy Newman leading all scorers with 10, along with Abby Smith for Bainbridge Guilford. So we'll take a break, come back, and review the scoring here. Looking ahead to the second half, and then review what happened around the leagues last night in not just basketball, but other sports that we have for you in the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. It's all live on your local sports leader, FM 101, AM 1490, and online, WCDOsports.com. We are WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's Greg Davey here at Unitigo. First of two nights in a row. BG Unitigo girls tonight, BG Unitigo boys tomorrow night, and Unitigo is out to a 25-13. Bainbridge Guilford is out to a 25-13 lead on the home team Spartans. Tight to begin with, but second quarter, they've been pulling away, and Unitigo made one gasp of two, or a spurt of two baskets, and then only two free throws after that. All the scoring in the second quarter done for Unitigo by Cassidy Newman. She's tied for game high honors. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report is sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering you energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And it's Bainbridge Guilford spreading the offense around, doing a good job team defense-wise, and packing it in so that Marissa Woodard has to work her tail off. Now, she's the most mobile I have ever seen her, and so far has netted just one free throw in five attempts and has not made a basket from the field. She's gotten a lot of rebounds both offensively and defensively, but has not been able to put the ball in the basket. Fortunately for Unitigo, Cassidy Newman has been able to. She's made her own way in there, and as well as getting good passes from teammates for some open baskets. But besides that, just Samantha Picard, who drove the length of the court to get her basket, the only other basket besides Newman. So overall, just 4 2-pointers, no three-pointers. They're not a three-point shooting team this year. And they've got 5 for 10 from the free throw line for their 13 points. For Bainbridge Guilford, knowing that defense is going to be important to them, they've also looked good on the offense at times. Abby Smith has a three-pointer and 5 for 5 from the free throw line for a team-high 10 points. Megan Ferreira has a 3. Morgan Boas has a basket for 2. She's played tremendous defense, though, on top of that. So just the 2 points doesn't feel like she's contributed. She definitely has contributed. Taylor Palmateer has 8 points. Betsy Olin has a basket for 2. Katie Barber started but has not scored. Alyssa Rivera and Marissa Thornton have come off the bench and have not scored for Unitigo. Allie Butler, Megan Faulkner, both subs off the bench. No points there. And Kayla Comenda has not gotten the basket yet either. And she's got one foul. And Unitigo, like I said, kept out of foul trouble. And BG has, because they only have 7 available players tonight. Courtney Bullis, obviously, they're feeling her absence. She is ill and cannot play tonight for Bainbridge Guilford. They've got 13 players at their disposal, and they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players have scored, and 7 players, 6 or 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 players have at least one foul, but nobody has more than 2. So definitely a difference in the rosters for tonight. Other games last night, I actually watched the Bainbridge or the Sydney Hancock game, and actually three quarters of it. It started so early, it was done by 8:30. Much better play for Sydney, looking and getting their first win, 78-41. It was a consistent look for everybody on that team. They were led by Wyatt McKee, 18 points. Nick Mino had 15. Bill Kozak, 11. Trey Larson off the bench had 11, but he was 7-for-7 from the foul line. Unadilla Valley looks awful tough this year. I think UV and Green might be the two teams, maybe Unitigo in there for the hunt. UV with David Dufresne, who as a freshman last year was a great compliment to Justin Hoffner, who ended his career as a 1,000-point scorer for UV, Coach Matt Osborne. They won 70-58 over Walton, so they had 45 points in the middle two quarters, and Dufresne led the way with 32. Harpersville over BG, 57-46. Bobcats took a three-point lead early and dropped it by 11. They were led by, BG was led by Ryan Jones with and Kyle Hanvey with 13 each. Harpersville was paced by John Andrews with 14. Devin Dean led the scoring with 17. And how about in the boys' game for Franklin, Gilbertsville on up, and Franklin wins 47-42 in overtime. But in that game, Derek Beers scored 33 points. 33 points, including 5 3-pointers. In girls' action, Afton gets a win, 38-34 over Delhi, with Peyton Cutting setting the pace with 12 points, Bailey Sherman contributing 10 in a winning cause. And Unitigo boys last night, by the way, I didn't want to forget that, they cruised to a 66-53 win over Oxford. They had a good first half with 32-21 advantage, and they added to it just 2 points on the advantage there. Kellen Commenda with 18 points. Tanner Winchester, though, his career high of 29 points. He is, with Dufresne, probably the two best players in this league, along with a brain fade. Oh, my goodness. Zach Wentlett. For the Green Trojans. Don't have time to do any of the other sports, apparently, because we're all done. So our appreciation to the folks at Morabito Energy Products for their sponsorship yet again for another season of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL. And my thanks also to Joe Gardner back at the station. We're going to start the second half. And, Joe, you got to do what you got to do, and I understand, and enjoy. So 25-13 is the score. Unitigo going to my right. Their home basket in the third and fourth quarters. They will start with Emily Slofton, Kayla Commenda, Cassidy Newman, who drives in and gets fouled right away. Marissa Woodard and Samantha Picard, same five starters for the seven available players. The foul will be on Megan Ferreira. And already BG has a foul for the second half. Newman, who made her first four, has missed her last two. She'll get a second one here. Spartans trail by 12, 25-13. Second shot is good. Bainbridge Guilford has Abby Smith, Morgan Bullis. Bullis. A little too routine there for her. It was a passive back. She did it with one hand, didn't look, and didn't get close to her. Overshot. So those two plus Megan Ferreira and, of course, Taylor Palmateer. Betsy Holden gets the start. And a traveling call. Newman ran into Betsy Holden, and once she recovered from that, no whistle had been blown, so she started in again, and they called her for travel. She made the basket. It is disallowed. All right, 25-14, first half minute of the third quarter in the books. Smith goes to the high post to hold it. Right back to Smith. Woodard on the help defense. Nice job there. Ferreira gets away. Woodard with the block. Oh, they're going to call it late. Woodard with a block, and as she's looking for an outlet pass, the whistle blows, and that's going to be controversial on the Unitigo side, no question about that. That'll be her second. So 7:16 to play, and that's going to be two freebies there for Megan Ferreira. Makes the first one. 6-for-6 free throw shooting for Bainbridge Guilford. This is with them coming into this game 33%. 10-for-30. Second shot is good. Well, a break for the Bobcats to be sure. Good block by Woodard, in my opinion, and in the, of course, the Unitigo fans are always going to think that, but I think that was as clean as it got, and it was the trail officials that called it. Picard around a double team, passes to Slauson over to an open Commenda. Nice basketball play for Unitigo with a finish for Commenda. Her first basket, it's 27-16. Unitigo going in with a man-to-man, and Ferreira got caught taking that fork in the road, and it wound up being a travel. So Holden steps out, replaced by Katie Barber, who started the game. Barber hasn't played a whole lot. Holden has played a lot more in the first half and started the second half, 27-16. BG trying to capitalize on the lack of a true point guard for Unitigo, and Picard lost the basketball. Transition denied as the traveling call will take the basket away by Palmateer. Good pass by Bullis. And they're going to try some half-court pressure. They go into a double team. There's a steal by Barber to Abby Smith. Smith picked up by Slauson over half court. Wide open Ferreira left side shot short. Woodard tried to keep it alive, and turned out a break for them as she hit it off the leg of Bullis. Ferreira will come out of the ball game. Taylor Palmateer adjusts defensively, staying in the ball game. Replaced though on the Ferreira substitution by Marissa Thornton. Slauson, they pass it. Newman gets it across half court. Palmateer is closely guarding her, and they will call the foul. And the clock stops with 6:08. Second foul on Palmateer. There are four players for Unitigo with two fouls, or for BG with two fouls, sorry. Slauson. Whoa, pass to Picard. Tula, but she kept it. No, she didn't keep it in play. I thought she did. Well, defense has been the difference in this game, especially for Bainbridge Guilford, in their ability to accentuate the lack of a true ball handler for Unitigo. Driving in is Bullis. Blocked by Woodard. This time a clean block. Or not called a foul, I should say. Around to Thornton. Thornton has Bullis posting in. She goes around Woodard. Block again by Woodard. The ball is in play. Picked up on the run by Newman. Newman stops. Passes. No, her pass is almost intercepted by Smith. And then Newman batted it down, trying to get it to her intended receiver. And that goes out of bounds. 27-16. BG by 11. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Barber comes way out. So does Woodard to take her defensively. Pass, nice steal by Slauson. Gets down the left side, going up, and lost the basketball. Nobody touched it. Okay, so it's right back to Bainbridge Guilford. Well, good defensive play by Emily Slauson. The sophomore just could not finish on the offensive side. Smith gave up her dribble quite early in the Unitigo Spartan circle. BG running some screens. Open is Thornton to the left side for Bullis. Picked up by Newman. Newman's going to guard her along the block, but a nice spin move by Bullis. Morgan Bullis with a basket, her second of the game. It's 4 points in her scorebook. 29-16. Back to the largest lead for BG at 13. Picard dribbled into a double team and didn't have anywhere to go. And I think it's timeout time. Yep, it's going to be a full timeout asked for. 4:28 left in the third quarter. The score, BG 29, Unitego 16. It's live girls Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back to Unitego we go with third quarter action. 4:28 left in the third quarter. BG, after a 6-6 tie and after trailing 7-6, have never given up that lead. 29-16, they've got it over Unitego. Spartans. Cassidy Newman back to Picard in the right corner, near right corner here for me. Goes down low to Newman. The turnaround is good. She drives it in hard off the glass. 13 points for Cassidy Newman, who has been the only source of offense for Unitego. Driving in, Smith, guarded by Newman very closely. She got fouled, or Abby Smith, rather. Abby Smith, who is left-handed primarily, goes under the basket, guarded closely by Newman. She started to circle around and quickly went the other direction, and that's what got her the foul on Newman, her first. And Abby Smith continues to be giving a clinic on free throw shooting. She is 6-for-6. Late in the first half, she got fouled on a three-point shot, made all three. And true to the Murphy's Law, if you talk about how hot somebody is in free throw shooting, they'll miss the next one. That's what happened. Steal in the open court by number 33, Taylor Palmateer. She unloads to Marissa Thornton, and Thornton finishes off. Thornton's first basket. Now, that was a clinic in basic deny defense. Another steal. Smith makes that happen. Thornton back to Smith, left side. That's her strength. Missed it, and Newman comes in from behind and will commit. Check that. 14? There is no 14. Got to be 24. Oh, I take that back. There is a 14 on the blue, and apparently that was Morgan Bullis. That's her second. I wonder why Unitego had the ball. Commenda goes to Newman and from behind, hit by Barber. The timing was in play there. BG still doing a good job on the denied defense. They are very aggressive with it. 3:23 to go, 32-18. Largest lead right now at 14. And from the right side, oh, Picard in and out from the right baseline. All the way down comes Morgan Bullis to Abby Smith. Gets around the screen, goes underneath, again goes underneath the baseline, or along the baseline, underneath the basket. And this one's going to go on Marissa Wooder. That's going to be her third foul. So she'll step out in favor of Allie Butler. Megan Faulkner is going to come in, replacing Emily Slauson. BG's also substituted. I just have to see who it is. Megan Ferreira is in the ball game, replacing Abby Smith. Left side, Palmateer, baseline, missed. Rebound, Morgan Bullis. Her shot blocked by Newman. Nice defensive play by Cassidy Newman. Off to Samantha Picard. Over half court she comes. She still dribbles against this 2-3 zone for BG. Commenda inside to Newman. She's going to drive in. Oh, she got hit by Barber. And the ball popped loose. BG touched it, or grabbed it, but they were stepping on the big, thick end line. Kamenda goes inside to Newman, tied up with Ferreira. Interesting, the fathers of both players I just mentioned, outstanding wrestlers. How about that? Ferreira and Newman. Left side, Palmateer. Taylor Palmateer for Bainbridge Guilford. Up to the top of the key for Morgan Bullis. Drops it off to Thornton. Now Palmateer again. Back outside to number 12, Thornton. Barber, they work it around. Ferreira back outside. Thornton cranks for three. It's off the rim, no good. Ferreira rebounds, misses it. But up and in for Taylor Palmateer. Taylor Palmateer hits double figures with 10. Abby Smith leads the team with 11 points. Palmateer with 10. They have combined to outscore Unitigo 21-18. Kamenda getting a double team help pass from Samantha Picard, but she's standing with 1 foot in the forecourt, one in the backcourt. That's a backcourt violation. So Thornton steps off the floor, replaced by Abby Smith. So it's the game starters in the game right now for BG, leading 34-18, 16-point advantage. Coming in, they go low to Palmateer along the baseline. No good. Rebound up and in by Katie Barber. That's her first basket of the night. Six players have scored for BG in this third quarter. A minute 30 left in the third quarter. Allie Barber cannot hang on to a long pass. Taken away by Katie Barber, and up the floor comes Abby Smith. Left corner, Bullis. Smith. Bullis gets it back from Palmateer down low. Missed on the turnaround. Right back out to Ferreira. Cross court, knocked away by Picard, stolen by Barber. Nice defense by Samantha Picard. She flings it to the left side for Kayla Kamenda. Picard, right wing. Back to Barber. Barber to Newman. 50 seconds to go. 12 on the shot clock. Left-hand layup, good. No good. She misses. Gets her own rebound, though. Picard for three, and it's good. Check that for two. Picard for two. Her second basket, 4 points for her, 36-20. Bobcats have about 9 seconds less on the shot clock than on the game clock. Morgan Bullis knocks over Newman. No call. The shot misses. Newman gets up, not feeling the greatest. And they're going to check on her. Morgan Bullis pretty much plowed right in to Cassidy Newman, and the shot missed, and there was no whistle. Timeout asked for by Coach Bonskowski, who's asking about that situation. So even though the game is a 16-point differential, Bonskowski protecting her player, and it appeared that a knee went up into her gut, and she might have lost, like, got the wind knocked out of her. She's going to sit down and be replaced in the lineup. That's not good for anybody for that to happen, and for there not to be a whistle on that play. 36-20 is the score. I didn't go to a break because I wanted to see just how she was doing. And they're going to come and do the whatever raffle they were doing. They're going to do the winner. Maybe at the end of the third quarter we can do that. 36-20. Our next game is tomorrow night, right back here at Unitigo. BG Unitigo boys. And that game also probably on the air by 7 o'clock, if it's any indication tonight. JV game starting at 5:30 almost everywhere now in Section 4. And I think during the week they like to do that so that the kids can get home and get homework done if they're not already doing it on their mobile device. And then, not definite, this is not definite, but the BG Harpersville girls game that was supposed to be played this past Tuesday and was snowed out is to be played, will be played Monday. It may or may not be on the air. I have to check some of the particulars. So here we go. BG to inbound with 18 seconds to go. Smith got the inbound pass, back to her and pops up a little 12-footer. 13 points for Smith. 9 seconds to go. Newman did stay in the ball game. God bless her. Goes to Faulkner, and her pass to Newman is stolen away. There will be no shot by Bainbridge Guilford. We'll take a break, 38-20. Largest lead of the ball game right now for the Bobcats with that shot by Smith at the basket. So fourth quarter coming up. It is live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
We are specialists in you. Care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back for the fourth quarter here at Unitego. I don't think I've ever seen, as I look across, I'm sitting on top of the bleachers that have the home team sitting on the bleachers. One of the last schools to have actually kids sitting on the bleachers still for basketball players. But over across the way is maybe 30 people, maybe. That usually at this time of year is full. Doesn't matter, boys or girls game. And BG, after a miss by Unitego, Abby Smith puts up a shot that misses and is rebounded by Unitego's Cassidy Newman. It is Comenda to Newman. She goes up and is called for the travel. Yeah, that's a good call by the official. As she tried to slip through the double team, took an extra step to do that. BG's interior defense has been terrific. Marissa Wooden has not shot the ball in the entire second half. There's a running one-hander by Morgan Bullis. And even Bob Conway smiles on that one. Everything going right for BG in that way of thinking. Their defense creating the offense. Picard trying to go to Newman, and it's knocked away by Smith. He gets it. Emily Slauson gets it back for the Spartans. She is double-teamed, and that'll be a possession arrow as she brought the ball down and right into the hands of Marissa Thornton and Megan Ferreira, as well as Emily Slauson. So that's a three-way sandwich of basketball grips, which makes absolutely no sense. 6:54 to go in the game, 40-20. The largest lead continues to go with every BG basket at this point. Coming around the screen is Ferreira. Megan Ferreira goes to Alyssa Rivera's in the game. Drives around Woodard. Goes inside. Almost had a near impossible angle shot go in. Woodard does rebound for Unitego. And outlets quickly to Kayla Comenda. Comenda passing low. And the ball is tried to be intercepted anyway by Morgan Bullis. And she tripped over her own teammate and landed in a heap but gets up smiling. The ball did go out of bounds off Unitego, so it did work out for Morgan Bullis. Coming up at the end of the game, after this game, will be, of course, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense, Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense, and Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Ferreira looks for three, misses left wing. Newman with a rebound. Megan Ferreira gave her a little hassle, but Newman held control down to the six-minute mark. Pass across the court to Picard. Back over to Slauson. Slauson right side. Passes inside, the ball tipped away. Now it's Picard for three around the rim. Spun up, came back down around the rim and missed. Samantha Picard, one of their leading three-point shooters in the early part of the season, has only tried, I think, two, and neither one has been able to drop through. They go nice pass down low for Thornton. foul by Picard, but a nice pass by Morgan Bullis. These girls for BG are definitely looking for one another on the best possible shot. Not each and every time, but pretty consistent. They did not play this well, I feel, against Afton. They won that game by 5 points. They had a lead in double figures, but Afton never stopped hustling last week as they got ready for the boys' game, and had they made 50% of their free throws, would have won the game. They were just 10 for 25. Thornton will miss the shots. As the foul was on Samantha Picard, her second. Down low for Newman. Kicks it out to Picard. Bank shot, I guess. Unintentional. No good. Rebound on the weak side by Ferreira. Pass down low. Bullets from Smith. Good look. Or check that. Yeah, it was by Smith. So Bullets looks like she's done for the night with 5:05 to go. So is Megan Ferreira. Ferreira sits out with 5 points. Morgan Bullis will sit with 6 points. Ferreira with a three-pointer and 2 for 2 from the line. Morgan Bullis with 3 baskets. Abby Smith still in there. And now is Taylor Lamont, who is a 5'6 senior. Shot blocked by number 12, Emily Slauson, on a shot by Alyssa Rivera. Good, clean block into the mats. It went 40-20. Doubled up. BG over Unitico, 4:53 left. Long pass out there to Lamont. Driving into Smith. Might have gotten away with an extra step there, but the ball just trickles off the rim. Slauson rebounds and dribbles all the way down. Now out to Picard. Right side for Komenda. Still in a 2-3 zone are the Bobcats. Down low for Woodard. Hit from behind. And that's Rivera's third foul. Double subs for Unitico. There are only 2 available subs. L.A. Butler and Megan Faulkner in for Cassidy Newman. And Samantha Picard, the orange shoes are off the floor. Inside, Woodard misses. Nice inbounds pass. She gets it again. Again off the rim. No good. 0 for 2 in that succession. Pass to Smith. Back outside Thornton. Smith down low for Ferreira. A little 8-footer. I think that kissed off the glass enough. Ferreira is back in the game, so I got to change my stats. Luckily, I do it in pencil. Komenda, high post to Woodard. She's surrounded by 3 players. And she brought the ball down, and you know, that's for a 6'3 player, that's definitely not supposed to happen. And BG, as they were probably taught by Bob Conway, if she brings the ball down, try to grab it from her, and that's exactly what happened. But it's an alternate possession, so Unitico had it. Well, they had it briefly. Allie Butler throws the ball away, looking in the corner for Slauson, who's all of 5'3". If she were 6'3", she'd have caught that. 42-20, Unitico without a point in this fourth quarter. Nice drive by Alyssa Rivera, got around Marissa Woodard. The foul, though, is actually going to be on Butler, her first. The team's 6th. So Alyssa Rivera at the line for her first chance for points. First shot up and good. BG by far their best free throw shooting. Looks like Darcy McGilligan is going to come up off the floor and replace Marissa Thornton. .347 left, 43-20, and that one misses. Butler rebounds and gives it to Slauson. Unitico without a point in this quarter. They really want to put something on the board. High post Woodard, back to Slauson. She's not a shooter from the three-point range. Komenda is, though. It's Faulkner inside, short. Woodard climbs the ladder, gets the rebound, and then misses the putback. It's out of bounds. So Darcy McGilligan is in. Looks like Rivera comes out, replaced by number 13, and there's no 13 listed. Well, I didn't think that was possible, that they would have a number, but no person. And she's got the ball now, and it's out of bounds off her. It could be Alexis Page, could be Marina Hsu, or it could be Casey Davis. I have no idea. Well, we'll see who comes off the bench to finish the game. So allow me to get my points all updated. 3 minutes even to go in the game. Well, 20's out there. That's Alexis Page. She's a 5'5 senior. Megan Ferrer is playing the point right now. 21 is Darcy McGilligan. Number 4 is Taylor Lamont. Now we just don't know who 13 is. Ferreira tripped from behind unintentionally by Emily Slauson. That's her second foul. 2:48 to go. Will BG be able to continue the shutout? One and one. Missed by Ferreira. And she winds up getting the ball back. Stole the ball away. Darcy McGilligan, she's got it on the left wing. Ferreira playing at the top of the key right now. Lamont to Alexis Page. Crosses over, and the shot clock denies if that ball had gone in. McGilligan shot, missed, but .227 to go. Going to wrap this one up. 43-20. Unitigo, even the starters can't rest, has just 7 available players tonight. Slauson gets the inbounds pass, tripped up there inadvertently by Megan Ferreira, who I think she just apologized. That's her third foul. That's the last foul before bonus shooting. Inbounds comes to Slauson. She's in the right corner. Kamenda. They're going to try to loft it down. No, they go to Faulkner. Now they go inside to Woodard. Off the glass. Good, and it counts. Well, she got the basket, her first one of the game. And we'll get a chance to tack on another point. That foul is on Megan Ferreira, her fourth. Shot is up and good. Well, Woodard will finish with just 4 points tonight, and this is after averaging, I had said 19 before. She's actually averaging, she had 86 points in the first 4 games, and that's an average of 21.5. So that's going to take a little dive. Ferreira back to Lamont for 3. Nope. Up. Nothing. Didn't touch a thing. Well, maybe we'll find out who that missing person is for BG. And a steal by Darcy McGilligan. Yeah, she hangs on and then passes off to Page. Page to Ferreira. Now Lamont is on the right wing, guarded by Faulkner. Dribbling in around the baseline. A wide open number 13. Boy, I wish we could find out who that is. I'm going to try to find out during the break before the end of the game. 1:15 to go. And a short shot by Slauson misses. Newman puts it back up and is fouled. She'll get 2 at the line. Well, the girls for Unitigo may not be in this game anymore, but they're not stopping their effort. We've got it narrowed down to 2 different players. Newman's shot misses. All right, 23 is in. And again, there is no 23. Newman's shot finds it, finds the home. She's got 14, leading the Unitigo scoring. And actually, she is still the game's high scorer. Broke the tie with Abby Smith, who has 13. Under a minute to go. Driving in is Lamont. Thought the shot was blocked, but I guess not. Well, Samantha Picard is back in the ballgame. She and Slauson and Butler and Newman and Faulkner. Butler, nice little drive there into the baseline or into the foul line area. Shot up and good. Her first points. 34 seconds to go. Taylor at Lamont gets around Faulkner. Newman helps on the defense. Comes in. Number 13 again. Well, it's just not fair that they don't give two of the numbers. That's just not right. Butler throws one up from the left wing, and it's off the front of the rim. 7 seconds to go. 7 seconds, then. I think they're just going to tap this one out. And it's it. 47-26. A good offensive and defensive effort for Bainbridge Guilford. And they take their league record to 2-0 and even up for Unitigo. They are now 1-1, evens up their record after defeating Walton last Friday the 13th. All right, let me look at the numbers for BG. Must be the two that aren't accounted for. I'm going to say are Marina Hsu and Casey Davis. Got to be. They got to be. One says 40, one says 42, and the numbers that came out on the floor were 13 and 23. That's never happened to me from Bob Conway's team. Never, ever happened to me. So you'd think after all this time. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, the Dynamic Defense sponsored by Mang Insurance, and the All-Purpose Award sponsored by ACCO Brands, and of course, it's part of live Tri-Town High School basketball, our scoring recap as well, right here on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home,
even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Unitigo. First of two nights here at the home of the Spartans. Tonight for the girls of Bainbridge Guilford, that was a sweep, taking the JV game 50-26. And a very similar score in the varsity game 47-26. After midway through the second quarter, it really was not a close contest anymore. Unitigo was down 11-7 after the end of the first quarter. They were down 16-7 shortly thereafter, and then brought it back to 16-9. That is as close, 7 points, as they would come the rest of the night. And it was all about sharing the ball and a great team defense for Bainbridge Guilford that shut down Unitigo's interior game almost completely. And that's where we are. And it's time now for our post-game sponsors on WCDO. Mang Insurance, our dynamic defense award. That's Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of... We'll get some... Okay. Don't unplug the blue cord. All these years, so they still do that. MBT Bank, wait a minute, let's go. Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. And Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Still plugged in? Yes. By MBT Bank, Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. MBT Bank's putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served this community, or these communities, for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Still plugged in, yep. And by Echo Brands, our all-purpose award sponsor, Echo Brands of Sydney. Welcome aboard to them. They're a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminding you to attend the games, not just basketball, but the other sports, and cheer on these young athletes. So like I said, it was an 11-7 game, and Unitigo still trying to figure out how to get the ball in cleanly to Marissa Woodard, because she's been averaging over 20 points a game and has been extremely hard to stop. Well, Bob Conway, in a situation like this, always seems to have some sort of attack defensively, and tonight that worked like a charm. They held Woodard, the senior, to just 4 points, and a very late basket three-point play was 3 of her 4 points in the ball game. Cassidy Newman did what she could. She got 14 points, mostly on the inside. And after that, it was just 8 points combined. Kayla Comenda with 2. Samantha Picard with 4. Allie Butler with 2. Emily Slauson did not start up, but did not score. Neither did Megan Faulkner. And remember, Unitigo had one key element out of their 8 players down to 7 tonight, and that was starter Courtney Bullis. So all told there for Unitigo, 2, 4, 6, 7 two-pointers. That was it. No three-pointers. Check that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Sorry. 9 two-pointers. No three-pointers. They were 8 for 15 from the line. Better showing from the line than they had most of the season. Second time over 50%. And 26 points total for Bainbridge Guilford. They had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 players score out of the 13. We did confirm that it was indeed Casey Davis coming into the game as number 42, but entering the game as number 13. She finishes with 4 points. Betsy Holland had a basket for 2. Katie Barber had a basket for 2. Taylor Palmateer 8 of her 10 points in the first half, finishing with 10, as I said. Alyssa Rivera, 1 for 2 from the line for 1. Morgan Bullis, 3 baskets for 6. Marissa Thornton had a basket, 0 for 2 from the line with 2. Abby Smith, 7 points early on the 3-pointer. 3 for 3 in the free throw line in the second quarter. She finishes with a team high of 13. Megan Ferreira with a 3, a 2, and 2 free throws in 3 times. That's 7 points for her. And they finished 9 for 14, by far their best free throw shooting of the season, coming in just 33%. Tonight they went 9 for 14, and there is your 47 points. All right, so NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award for tonight will go to Abby Smith. Abby, again, with those 7 first quarter points and running the show as the point for Bob Conway's team, finishing with a 13, and will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. For the dynamic defense of Meng Insurance, I think there's no question about it tonight. It's going to go to number 14, Morgan Bullis. Bullis with a little bit of everything on the defense and some good offense as well, and got 6 points to boot from that. But Bullis, it was her job to go inside and kind of help when they were trying to get the ball into Woodard or Newman, and she did exactly that. Had a bunch of steals. I do wish at times like this we had the stat sheet, but you just kind of know when the defense stands out like that, and that'll go to Morgan Bullis winning the Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense, and that leaves the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, and that's going to go to number 33, Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer with 10 points and really all around on the defense. Again, she was at her 5'6 junior status. She's inside as well, but got going in transition quite a bit and did a nice job and really was all-purpose. Got 8 points in the first half, 10 in the game. Wasn't looking really to score all that much. Got some assists, got some steals, certainly got a lot of rebounds. So Taylor Palmateer will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award for tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow night for the boys' round. It'll be Beachy Unitiga boys, hopefully in front of a full house of kids from college coming home, and just good basketball before we say Merry Christmas to you all. So 47-26 again, our final score. We appreciate you tuning in, and thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station, and also thanks to Brian Trask of Unitigo for he and Athletic Director Matt Halfley. I have a Shortel phone here that sits here and says radio phone. That is my phone to use for the season. I'll take it. I'll definitely take it. They switched the phone system, and then it's too not worth talking about. They just switched the phone system, and had to do some different connections, and I came up here last Friday. We worked it out. It didn't take long at all. It's a pretty good system, and nice and clear, so that's good, too. All right, so congratulations to Bainbridge Guilford for their second MAC win. Unitigo now goes to 1-1 in the MAC season. They still have a winning record of 3-2. Till tomorrow night, coming to you with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show roughly at 7 o'clock. It is Greg Davey, and our final score once again, Unitigo dropping to BG in a girls' game tonight in the MAC, 47-26. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.